the doghouse to being a hero, and he's missed, but the road marker's down.
Illegal substitution, too many men on the field, Saskatchewan.
And now Duvall gets a second chance. Ball down, ball through, and the Montreal Alouettes have come all the way back, and they are the 2009 Grey Cup champions. First, it looked like the Rough Riders had won the Grey Cup only to unbelievably have 13 men on the field.
You know, it is ridiculously ironic. Saskatchewan Rough Rider fans have long been known as the 13th man because of the advantage that they bring their team. Then, 2009 Grey Cup, the 13th man kills the Riders. Andy Fantuz, great to see you.
Thanks for having me.
You were one of the guys that got killed by that. What are your recollections standing on the sidelines?
Oh, I remember what a roller coaster of emotions. I mean, we were up by 16, I think, with 7.5 minutes left, thinking we're on top of the world. And of course, Montreal, the resilient team they are, they just kept coming back. And
so you kind of look at it like you blew the game before, actually, he missed that field goal.
Well, yeah. I mean, they had the all-star kicker in the league at the time, Damon Duvall, and we can't expect him to miss that kick. But we're sitting there watching it, and I see it miss. And we start jumping up and down, and then all of a sudden you see that flag on the field.
That moment, and those
words. Your heart just sinks.
Illegal substitution, too many men on the field, Saskatchewan. It's a 10-yard penalty, repeat first down. Yuck.
Oh, boy. It was heartbreak.
What was it like in the locker room afterwards? And I am sure losing any time in a game like the Grey Cup, a championship game, is going to be huge. But this is a loss that's magnified a million times over.
I don't think anyone said a word. You could just see the disappointment on everyone's face. We sat there for a bunch of moments, and then the media came in, and I remember just taking off into the training room and just kind of hiding, and I didn't want to talk to anybody.
So you've just broken a story here. You hide in the training room when you don't want to talk to media? Now we know where you're going to be.
Yeah, well, not at that point. But they waited. They sure enough waited. So yeah, I think I spent about an hour in there, came out.
Well, you're a big deal in Saskatchewan. You're a great player in Saskatchewan, a great part of the community, which we'll talk about. This is all about a documentary series, which will be on TSN. It's called Engraved on the Nation, the documentary series. This is the first one. It's called The 13th Man, directed by Larry Weinstein, and it premieres on Monday, October the 8th at 7:30 p.m. Eastern. So living in Saskatchewan, you made your life in Regina while you were playing for the Rough Riders, right?
Yeah, I really enjoyed it there. The fans were great. They welcomed me in, the community, the whole province, really. And, being a Rough Rider is something special out there. So it was a great time.
Andy, was it all positive? Because if you play for a team like, say, the Toronto Maple Leafs, where the city is in love with the team, but also with that love goes animosity, and they can give you a really hard time. Was this just all good for you?
Well, I mean, we had our slumps, and there's, of course, a bunch of negativity around that, but they stay behind us, and I was fortunate during my time there to, make 3 Grey Cups in 4 years, and so we had a pretty successful team, and so they were loving us.
Have you ever experienced anything like it since? I mean, obviously, you spent some time in Chicago, and now you're with the Hamilton Tiger Cats. Anything compared to this love affair between the province and a football team?
No, I don't think so. There's a lot of tradition in Chicago with the Bears, and same in Hamilton with having Ivor win his 100th year. But I think the Rider Nation is a whole nother level, and it's in a class of its own. I'd assume something like Green Bay would be more along the same lines, but having that being the only professional team and the whole province rallying around it, not only in that area, but nationwide, people who are from Saskatchewan or anyone who likes football, pretty much if it's not their favorite team, it's their second favorite team.
Is it fair to say wherever you would go, you would be recognized in Regina?
Oh, yeah, I'd say so. Grocery store, anywhere. You get recognized.
You ever put a watermelon on your head?
I have.
You have put a watermelon? I thought you were going to say, no, of course not. What were the circumstances under which you put a watermelon on your head?
Actually, the day I got drafted, one of my dad's best friends came over and got us a watermelon for a present from getting drafted. But I think I was out there and I just borrowed somebody's one time in the parking lot and just kind of put it on and see how it was.
How weird was it going back in July? You guys won 35-34, but how strange was that?
Well, that was different. It was I got a lot of cheers, actually. I was surprised. I wasn't sure what to expect, but people didn't give me the boos like some players do when they return there, and still a bunch of signs with me, some negative, nice. Some positive. Saw a bunch of old faces. It was fun.
Thank you for giving us a real feeling for what it was like to be in Saskatchewan, what it was like to have the support of the 13th man, and what it was like to be ruined for at least a couple hours on that day by the 13th man. That documentary premieres Monday, coming up at 7:30 p.m. Eastern. It's the first of an amazing series. Thanks, man.
Yeah, no problem.